Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Thursday. Final practice of the week is in the books. A somewhat light affair. Guys weren't in pads today, shorts and helmets only. Mostly walkthrough stuff, though there was some 11-on-11, you know, up-tempo, full team work. Obviously, couldn't really do much as far as the physicality goes. Weren't allowed to hit. Never allowed to take him to the ground when you don't have the pads on. So it was a mental day for the most part. Some developments as far as kind of lineup things, probably the most interesting, Jacob Monk, the rookie out of Duke, saw time at right guard with the ones. Elton Jenkins was on a rest day, so that had Newman at left guard, which I suspect might be your starters on Saturday. We'll see. And Elton obviously will play left guard if they let the full starting crew go out. But Monk getting time ahead of Sean Ryan was very interesting. Ryan was playing center with the twos, and Monk pretty much ran the entire practice with the ones. So going to be interesting to see if he gets some legit minutes on Saturday in Cleveland. That battle along the interior starting to heat up a little bit. Got to think these preseason games really going to be the determining factor in how they end up assigning that right guard spot. The kicking was back to our favorite two as far as Carlson and Joseph trading off. Hale, the new guy, didn't kick as far as sorry, guys, I'm not sure what happened there. That was very odd. All of a sudden, there was a break in the connection, and I am hardwired into the internet, so I'm not quite sure why or how that happened. But, hey, it's my last day here. We'll tear the place apart. It's all good. How are you guys doing? Hope you're all doing well. Good to see everybody in the comments section. Thanks a lot for hanging out and dealing with these technical difficulties. Before we get going with your questions, I'm going to give a shout-out to our good friends over at Ticket King. That's right. Based in Wisconsin since the early 90s. That's right. You know the drill. I don't have to tell you guys, but I'll tell you anyway, because I know you've probably got this memorized. You know, Ticket King is located across the street from Lambeau Field on Oneida. They're happy to help you find just the right tickets for Packers games, from larger groups to single tickets, both home and away. They partner with local Green Bay businesses for tailgating and bus transportation to the games, so you don't have to worry about driving or parking. They're even open on game day for last-minute tickets or possible upgrades. They even have a drive-through window. If you're not in Green Bay, no problem. Just use the Ticket King link on the Cheesehead TV homepage, in our app, or indeed in the description of this video. Don't use Ticketmaster, StubHub, SeatGeek, none of this national nonsense. Use a company based in Wisconsin since the early 90s. Ticket King, for all your Packers ticket needs. What's up, fine people, fine commenters? Good to see everyone mixing it up. Of course, Brandy's here. Hi, Brandy. Ryan starting us off with a super chat. What's up, man? I wouldn't offer Watson an extension because of his injury history. What if he explodes for like 14 touchdowns and 1,500 yards this year? I mean, he got hurt last play of practice yesterday. That doesn't mean you don't want him around. At least it doesn't mean I don't want him around. Y'all are so quick. Just pulling the trigger, cutting people, not extending people. Can we let him play a little bit first? That's just me. Jocelyn, thanks for the super chat. Good afternoon, Nags. Connection is hungover. Has Quay lined up at the will, seeing and reacting faster in new position / scheme? Random Packer, Bernardo Harris. Actually, I haven't seen him at the will too much. He's been pretty kind of regularly lining up as the mic. And we've seen both McDuffie and Wilson lining up at the will, along with Cooper when he gets off kind of with the ones. That was earlier in camp. Obviously, he's been injured. But I thought for sure Walker would be moving to will, but that has not occurred. He has been almost exclusively running in the middle. Duke, I'm glad you brought this up, Duke. Thanks for checking out the stream on Twitter. Any concerns with Love's interceptions, or shout out to the Packers defense? It's always really tricky. You know, if you guys remember when Sean Clifford was throwing a bunch of picks at the beginning of camp, I talked about, okay, let him work through it. Let him get his feet under him and get hopefully some better protection. you know, and now you see Clifford operating at a better, higher level, right? I think with Jordan, he's certainly, you know, thrown probably too many picks, and we're certainly not used to that around Green Bay, right? But I will also remind people that, you know, there are throws undoubtedly, and Matt talked about this at the podium the other day, where he's being more aggressive than he probably ever would be in a game, right? He's trying to do things and trying to see and test the limits of his receivers and see what he can do against certain coverages and things like that. You never want to put the ball in jeopardy. He's well aware of that. I'm sure he and Matt are talking about each and every one of them, along with Tom Clements. So I'm not concerned about it. It's practice. It's a lab. That's what you're supposed to be doing right now. Obviously, you want to improve. You want to make sure you're taking care of the ball a little better than that. But those mistakes are going to happen. The defense is going to make plays, and they are pretty damn impressive when it comes to getting their hands on the football, being able to break on routes. The way they've been taught in this scheme so far is certainly different than it was under Joe Barry. So I think it's a collection. It's nothing to freak out about. There's going to be more picks, no doubt, in practice. Interested to see how long Jordan plays in the game on Saturday, how much he's asked to push the ball down the field. And, you know, if he does come out with a clean game, a good game, I wonder if we even see him in these next two preseason games. But the interceptions, it's going to happen. It's the price of doing business. It's part of camp. I'm not worried about it at all. What else we got here, folks? We got those. We got that. Andrew, how are you, buddy? Thanks for checking out the stream. I was actually just over in your neck of the woods earlier this afternoon. There's I think it's a sideline hoodie that I want to get, but I think I'm going to get it when I get home. Patrick, what's up, man? Thanks for checking out the stream. I'm glad we have a guy like Bo Melton for deep threat insurance, a 4.34 40. Yeah, he can fly. There's no doubt about it. He had a nice touchdown today where Love found him in the back of the end zone, and he did a great job of getting his feet in at, right at the back end line. He's a complete receiver. Like, he's fast as hell. That's well documented, but that's not his only thing, right? He's not a one-trick pony. He does a lot of really good stuff as far as setting guys up, using his leverage, knowing where to sit down in the zone, things of that nature. I mean, they got a real player there off the practice squad from Seattle a couple years ago. What's going on? We got Matthew in here. Love will be the biggest bust in Green Bay history after the contract. Well, that's positive. I love naysayers like this. Why do you care what his contract is? I mean, I assume you're not a Packers fan, because an actual Packers fan probably wouldn't write that. But even if you are, let's say you are, it's like you're portending doom for your favorite team. Like, I just don't understand that mentality. I mean, hey, fan how you're going to fan. Everybody's got the right to do it the way they need to. But, man, miss me with the negativity. I don't understand that. Just don't get it. Johnny, I am a 2 or 3 trick pony. Well done. Well done. Hard to break on a route when you play 8 yards off, but you're not lying, Patrick. That was, you guys know, if you watch this channel at all, how frustrated I would get with a lot of the calls in Barry's defense for that very reason. They, you know, were at the bottom of the league. I think they were 31st in the league last year with only 7 interceptions. So sure feels like this group is going to have their hand on the ball a whole hell of a lot more, and at least going to be closer to a wide receiver to be able to attempt to break up the pass, get an interception, etc. No doubt about it. Let me see here. What else we got? Hey, what's up? I can't wait for the season. Going to the Niners game. Smokey, gee, all right. Going to the Niners game. I am going to the Niners game. Well, I'll be in town for the Niners game. I'll be doing watch party, but we're having a Patreon meetup the night before. So if you want to hang out with Packers fans worldwide, in Lambeau Field, look up our Patreon. Soder. Hey, now, to Matthew, being ultra negative is my vibe. Yeah, that Soder is the Eeyore of the group, no doubt about it. My favorite part this week was watching Clark and Jenkins in one-on-ones going at like a couple of methodological God of War. Not quite sure what you're trying to type out there, Brad, but I hear you. That's fun times, right? The one-on-ones, the big guy one-on-ones are my favorite part of camp. No question about it. And you know what? Speaking of the one-on-ones, shout out to Josh Myers, who I thought had a really good run these 2 weeks that I've been in town. I know there's a lot of people who pick apart Josh's game, but he was matched up against TJ Slayton for much of the one-on-one work, and I thought he did a damn good job. You know, there was a lot of times where I've seen people sitting in the stands saying, oh, Slayton won. And it's like, people got to understand what they're looking at in that drill. Like, if you keep in front of your man and you can direct him away so he cannot, like, even step to the quarterback, you've done your job. There's going to be instances where, yeah, he can get free late. Like, I've seen a couple times where some of these rushers, like, are stymied early, and then they make a swim move late, and they think they've won the rep. But it's like the quarterback would have thrown the ball well before you did that move. So, yeah, I wanted to give Josh a shout out because I thought he had, like I said, really good work in the one-on-ones throughout this camp. Abdul, what's up? Hey, Aaron, could you see a timeshare between Morgan and Ryan? I mean, it's hard to say, like, it's impossible, right, after what we saw last year. Now, like I said at the top of the stream, Monk was the one going with the ones today. So we'll see if he gets in that mix. But, you know, given how long they stuck with the rotation of Runyon and Ryan last season, I got to think it's in the realm of possibility. Now, I think they'd prefer Morgan just wins that job, right? But now that he's injured, he's going to miss some time and a decent amount of time in the terms of camp and practice and preseason. Man, it's going to be tough. So we'll see. If Monk can take advantage of this opportunity, maybe Ryan bounces back and does that. So these are the moments where kind of a lot of these decisions about the roster start to get finalized because injuries create opportunities and someone can grab that opportunity and run with it, kind of solidifies things for you. So we'll see what happens starting Saturday. But to your question, is it possible? 100%. I would not be surprised at all. What else we got here, folks? William, thanks for the super chat. Sorry if you've been asked this, but do you think they initially projected Morgan as a tackle and adjusted after minicamp? Random Packer, Dave Rayner. Dave Rayner, good pull, good pull. You know, I don't know. That's a really good question. I'd love to ask Brian that. And how much of that is the coaching staff rather than the personnel people? Because I suspect, you know, what Brian and the guys in personnel probably saw was an offensive tackle who could step in and help, you know, long-term, maybe not even right away. Cause I think that, like we've talked about, they love Rashid Walker, but you know, there's certainly the versatility to his game, the ability to bump inside. They certainly thought that was the way to go to get him on the field as soon as possible. That's my guess, but yeah, I don't know, man. I don't think things changed initially because of anything that happened at minicamp or in the offseason program, right? I just think they most likely had discussions where, how can we get him on the field sooner rather than later? Now, here's the spot. We know from, you know, talking to them and hearing a lot of the scouting community talk about him as a prospect, they certainly probably feel like he can handle that move, and he seems to have started to do so, although it sucks he's hurt now. But yeah, I don't think there was anything that happened like on the field that they were like, oh, he can't play tackle. I'd be surprised at that. Andrew, how you doing, man? Thanks for the super chat. Looking back on Davante Adams and watching Ayuk unfold, I sure appreciate Goody's long-term planning. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the way they've now kind of torn the Band-Aid off under Goody to kind of turn the page from Rodgers, and the way they've reset the roster with so much youth, is really admirable. No question about it. I will say, I'll always wonder what would have happened if that, who's the wide receiver? Now I'm totally blanking on the guy in Arizona who really reset the market while they were talking to Devontae. And once that happened, it was like the Packers pretty much just stopped because they were like, it felt like they were never going to meet that number. So, God, I can't remember his name. It's going to drive me nuts. But I do wonder if they had been able to get him at an agreement that year before he left, before they franchised him. I always wonder if that was the plan and then it just, you know, didn't work, because they were talking to him very much so about a long-term deal, and then it just fell apart. So love DeAndre Hopkins. Thank you, chat. Thank you. That was driving me nuts. Abdul, thanks for the super chat. If you could go one home game, what's your pick? Whew, probably the two I'm going to be here for, San Francisco and Miami. I'll be here for both of those. But, you know, if there was only one, I got to admit, I have a soft spot for the Bears game. I absolutely love it. Now, I'd have to talk to some gold package people this year. But, yeah, I think Packers-Bears at Lambeau. every year it would probably be my pick, no matter who or when or what else is happening. The last time I went to a game in there as a fan was a Bears Sunday Nighter with Zabe, and I had a ball. It was so much fun. Mitch, what's up? Thanks for checking out the stream on Twitter. Rashawn Gary currently sitting at plus 1,500 in Defensive Player of the Year odds. I want him to have a monster year, and I'm wondering how his camp is going. Random Packer James Robinson. Okay, I don't know how random that is, but he's having a great camp. Now, the thing that gets you or gives you pause, or maybe gives me pause, is, I mean, he's beaten up on Telford and Dillard and really not overwhelming Zach Tom. Now, Zach Tom is great, so that's not a surprise or a knock, but, you know, Rashawn has been a terror against some of the lesser competition. The Packers need him to be that guy all the time against all the competition. And we've seen him beat good tackles. I'm not saying he can't or he won't. I think he will. But that's the expectation, especially given the contract they gave him last year. I don't think for a moment that he won't rise to that level, though. Now, Defensive Player of the Year, that feels like probably a lofty goal. But, hell, given the switch to the 4-3, what they're asking him to do as far as just get upfield, get in the backfield, create havoc, get after the quarterback, stop your run, stop the run on the way to the quarterback. There's a potential for him to put up big, big numbers. There's no doubt there, but he's just got to do it consistently. You know, there's way, especially last year, too much kind of a stretch of time to games, weeks, where he didn't really affect the quarterback with regularity. That has to come back. And I do think being a year removed from the ACL will certainly help in that regard, because he does look incredible out there. No doubt about it. What else we got here, folks? Mimsy, what's going on? Thanks for the super chat. What was the Wildy old-fashioned recipe? I don't believe Wildy had an old-fashioned last night. For those of you wondering what the hell that's about, Jason Wildy finally turned up to our annual media get-together here at Corey's Place last evening. It was great that he came, though. I was very, very happy that he showed up after what I've been inviting him to this thing now for like 6 years, and he's never come. So finally, we got a Jason Wildy appearance. It was lovely. What else we got here, folks? Who will have a better year as a third-round pick, Ryan, Lloyd, or Kraft, in my opinion? Ooh, that's a good question. I want to say Lloyd, but, man, he hasn't been out there with regularity with the ones. I think he'll undoubtedly get there eventually throughout the season. But of those three, I would say Kraft. And I know he's behind quite a bit because of so much time missed, but he keeps, you know, reiterating how it's all about being ready for week one in Brazil, and that is the goal. I don't think we're going to see him in the first two preseason games, at least. So I think, you know, Kraft being ready by week one and being able to contribute will probably go a long way to deciding that. Let me see. Oh, we got people talking about drink recipes. Kraft My, that's an amazing handle. Will Halfley have TJ Slayton playing well in a one technique this year? Body type seems big for attacking style. Halfley wants his D-line playing. What's so funny, this is 1,000% true. I asked Jeff almost that exact question, and he was very, I'm not going to say dismissive, but he mentioned how he didn't think Slayton was a misfit at all. I actually put the video up of his response to me on my Twitter account, I want to say 2 days ago. You can probably go and find it there. To your question, I thought the same thing, you know, especially having talked to a couple people who've coached in this scheme. It really felt like he was a bit miscast, but Halfley seems to love it and really likes his game. So I think we're going to see a lot of Slayton this year. And I will say, to Slayton's credit, he's looked really fucking good. Like, what they're asking him to do sure seems to suit him. So, hey, man, let the big man eat. I'm all about it. Hopefully he can pull out another gravedigger for us. Abdul, what's up? Oh, you with your crystal ball questions. Is Lloyd running back two by the end of the season? I'm going to say no, but he's going to be in this rotation as a solid option. I'll say that. That also sounds like a fantasy football question. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. A reminder, there will be no Packers Daily tomorrow. I have a travel day, and I'm already getting emails from the airline talking about the weather, so I suspect I'm going to be in hell for some of tomorrow. So no daily tomorrow. I will be doing a live watch party for Saturday's preseason game on the YouTube channel. So make sure you're subscribed, and I'll see you on Saturday. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great week. Go Pack, go.